club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but donkey of the day is a new one.
Yes, donkey of the day for Thursday, February 13th. One day before National I'm Single and Sad About It, but tomorrow I'm a front like being an independent single lady is fun day. Goes to Aaron Barnes, Burpo, and Walker, Washington, okay? Some people simply haven't learned there is no future in fronting. It's very hard to explain that concept to people nowadays, especially with Instagram, because there may be no future in fronting, but there sure are a lot of followers and likes you can get from fronting, okay? Oh, there is followers in fronting, people, but there is no future. And Walker Washington and Aaron Barnes Burpo learned that the hard way. See, you can front, you can pretend, but just like in Cinderella, eventually the illusion will end and that carriage will turn back into a pumpkin. Now, Aaron and Walker are in jail for fronting. Would you like to know what Aaron and Walker were fronting about?
Yes.
Would you like to know why they have been arrested and charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and aggravated identity theft? Well, let's go to WOR's Joe Bartlett for the report, please.
Two young men named Walker Washington and Aaron Barnes Burpo have been charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and aggravated identity theft after they put on a paper plane hat, a pair of Pumas, and pretended to be with the entertainment firm Roc Nation. They also went to Target, bought a graphic tee with the W on it, and told at least one place they were members of the rap group That Ain't Nothing to F*** With, the Wu-Tang Clan. Thieves duped the Atlanta Georgian Terrace Hotel out of 45 racks and the Hyatt Regency Atlanta out of 39 racks. These fronting motherfuckers who have to lie to kick it drove a Rolls-Royce Phantom rented from A National Limousine, which also reported a $60,000 loss. Two Atlanta recording studios also lost 17 racks at their hands. The crew allegedly used one stolen credit card and another that was likely fake. A suspicious hotel sales director called Roc Nation and was told by the company that this was all cap.
This is all cap.
Round of applause for Joe Bartlett.
Yo, shout out to Joe Bartlett, man.
Round of applause for Joe Bartlett.
Joe Bartlett gets busy. He don't know what he's saying, though, but he gets busy.
Round of applause for Joe Bartlett. Now, I don't know these guys. They just Walker and Aaron, but I guarantee you one is older than the other. The guy who pretended to be a member of Wu-Tang Clan is the older guy. The guy who said he's a part of Roc Nation is younger, I guarantee it, okay? My thing is this. I can understand saying you're a part of Roc Nation. It's a company, okay? The CEOs of that company aren't high-profile people. They really play the back, okay? You see them every now and then. It's a lot of behind-the-scenes folks in Roc Nation, so you can probably get that off. But when you tell people you're a member of Wu-Tang Clan, one of the most famous groups of all time in any genre of music, okay? That if you blacken from a certain era, you can name the whole group soon. When soon as someone says, scrape from the slums of Shaolin, the Wu-Tang Clan strikes again. The RZA, the GZA, Old Dirty Bastard,
Inspect
the Deck, Raekwon the Chef,
you got
Ghostface Killah, and Man, M-E-T-H-O-D. You gotta spell it.
You forgot Master Killer.
No, I didn't.
I didn't hear you say them.
Well, it's not my fault that Master Killer's not in that.
They're not in that intro.
It's not my fault.
He's not in the intro.
You got it, but Master Killer not. Okay? But all I'm saying is a Google search will shut all that cap down. Speaking of cap, you might could pretend to be Capadonna, but that's a reach too. And I know, like Angelique said, Master Killer, you know, but even Master Killer, You Got, Inspector Deck, you can't really pretend to be them either. Okay, maybe you can't. But that's not my point. The point is, this is whack. All right? There is no future in fronting. It's only but so long any fake anything can pretend. But let me tell you something, Walker and Aaron. You can get lost pretending to be something you're not. Do you understand pretending to be something you're not takes a toll on the real you? And the real you is more important than anyone else. Not to mention, the real you, or should I say yous, is currently in jail right now. Please let Remy Ma give Walker Washington and Aaron Barnes Burpo the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
All right. Well, Charlamagne, right, thank you for that donkey today.
There ain't no future in fronting, man. Don't pretend about nothing. I love people who can just be the real them. Like, for instance, our cameraman, Steve.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. He's always him all the time. He just asked Envy for $20 because he got a hot date with his dog tomorrow for Valentine's.
That's nice.
And he wanted to take his dog on a nice date. Envy gave him $20. You know what I'm saying? I respected it. You know?
Okay.
I respected it.
And somebody,
where y'all going?
Petco. Now,
does the dog drink? It's a cheap date.
All right.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.